What's up, everybody? My name is Devo.
And I'm CT.
And we have taken a long hiatus from our audio podcast, but we are back. This is the first podcast since the last one of WTF.
Wisdom through failure. Wisdom through failure.
WTF. This is Devo.
And this is CT.
And you're being subjected to
wisdom
through failure.
In this episode of Wisdom Through Failure, we want to talk about some of the dumbest fucking shit we've ever seen out there on social media or any other platform close to that. Fucking arguments and fights over the internet about the most ridiculous topics ever. Like I see some very important political issues, religious issues, things like that, that you have some trolls that go in there or some people that just disagree commenting on it, but the biggest fights that I ever see on the internet, seriously, is the most ridiculous little shit. Like somebody made one little comment or have one little stupid post and they bitch about it and the fight just goes.
Well, what it is for me is what I see is you have two different types here in my mind.
Okay.
You have the really dumb arguments, like you were mentioning, the really dumb arguments. Mm-hmm. Some examples of this. The little stupid arguments of like, now there's going to be a lot of people who get pissed off. That is not stupid, but it is. It's trivial. It's trivial. Who shot first? You know, Han or Greedo, you know. And those arguments have been going on for now literally decades.
Yeah.
But then there are the other ones, which are just arguments on the internet about politics and such, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
But those are stupid too, because who really goes through Facebook and goes, okay, well, you know what? I really hate this politician. But someone saying, oh, praise this politician. You know what? I'm going to go in there and I'm just going to find something to piss me off so I can go piss on everybody else's parade. I mean,
That's how most of the stuff works. And the arguing over the politicians is the most ridiculous shit. Because 9 times out of 10, it may start out about the political views and the promises and everything like that, but it always devolves into this person is going to be a better president because of this, or this other person's going to be a better president because of this. And it's like, okay, so you're arguing based on opinions of what if. There's no concrete facts unless you can fucking time travel into the future and let us know. You can express your opinion, but to argue about it? Come on.
What I really love is the whole fact of every person, whenever they get into an argument about this,
mm-hmm.
always becomes somehow. I mean, I wish it was this easy, because seriously, if it was, I would not ever go to college. But all of a sudden, they are a pre-law major, a lawyer. They are an ethics, like, just guru. They know everything about everything.
They're true. Like,
I know the law, and I'm going to cite this law right here, even though I read nothing around it that puts it in context. But you know what? That's what this says. And then instead of the person, you know, who's getting this treatment going, okay, you know what? Sorry, you're not understanding. You know, I'm just going to step away. No, they start finding laws, and all of a sudden, it's like, who's going to lawyer who with laws that don't exist and facts that don't exist? Like, climate change, it doesn't exist. We're not going through global warming. It's been cold all week. Are you fucking kidding me? You know, I mean, I don't know. Is global warming happening? Is it not? I don't know.
Yeah, you're not a fucking scientist. You don't know. But to base those facts on it's been cold all week, so there's no way it's happening.
Well,
that's ridiculous.
And the thing is, I just usually tell people when it comes to global warming.
That's like saying speeding is not a crime because I didn't get a ticket. It was only a warning.
Yeah. But the whole thing is, like with the climate one, I just tell everybody, well, global warming happens about once a year, right around the time of like May, June, and it kind of goes up. And then we go through a mini ice age that starts usually in like late September, early October. But you know what? It's all cyclical. It's okay.
That's the best troll rebuttal to that ever. I love it. That's amazing. Well,
that's the only thing that I can sit there and say with absolute fact without having to go and become like a meteorological, you know, student that, yeah, gets warmer in the summer, gets colder in the winter. You know, I mean, seeing these things on the internet, I mean, I really wish, because there are some out there, some of the arguments that I do agree with that need to be ironed out. That mm-hmm. need, then, and social media and everything does give everybody an outlet to speak.
Would you care to elaborate on these?
Yeah.
Or are we looking to not start a fight on our feed?
Oh, no, no. Hey, any publicity is good publicity. And, you know, see, now I'm a marketing genius. No,
hold that thought. Pull your cable up around the knob back there. Yeah. It may be picking up sound. It might not be. I don't know. But
yeah.
Okay. So marketing genius.
Okay. When it comes down to it, some of these topics are there, like gun control. Some people are like, oh yeah, we shouldn't have guns, or shouldn't have these types of guns, or we should have rights to everything. And I just love it because everybody sits there and goes, Constitution, Second Amendment, Constitution, Second Amendment, First Amendment. You know, they're quoting it. And I sit there and go, I agree with you fully. But I don't think the forefathers were thinking a fully automatic death machine ray gun with 30,000 clips was needed to protect you and your family, or if something was to rise up. But it's still in the Constitution, so I mean, it's just outdated law in my mind.
Well, see my thought on this is we want those automatic weapons, and we should have access to them, simply because we're all too fucking lazy to learn how to aim correctly.
Spray and pray.
So it's like, oh, he's invading our house. Well, fuck, we need to get the Tommy gun. Because I can't hit this motherfucker.
Well, shit. While we're at it, why don't we just start getting our own private air forces, you know? There's no such thing as... I mean, it's true. There's no such thing as friendly fire. There's just real close air support.
There you go.
You know, shit happens.
But I think one of the most ridiculous arguments, touching kind of back on your global warming thing about stating the facts without knowing the facts, is religion. Religion is one of the absolute dumbest arguments to have. It's like, well, I believe in God, you know, praise Jesus because this is how I live my life. And then you have those that come in that are atheists. It's usually atheists or...
agnostics.
Yeah.
To an extent.
It's not even so much the agnostic. And I'm not saying like all atheists are bad or anything that. Because most of them actually don't believe in a God, but they're civil about it. But I'm talking about the hardcore dickhead atheists, the ones that give all the other ones a bad name. They're the ones that come in and they say, you know, that God doesn't exist. And, you know, the hardcore Christians that give all other Christians a bad name, they're the ones that are assholes and be like, no, God does exist. You're a fucking idiot. And it's like, okay, let's go ahead and argue about something we can't prove. Good job, guys. Fucking, you get a gold star.
My favorite for that is not the atheists. Mm-hmm. Not the atheists, not the Christians, the agnostics. Because they're sitting there and I myself am not a Christian.
Right.
I believe in a lot of different things. I can't isolate it completely down to what I fully believe. But I'm not agnostic. I don't believe that there's just a higher power and it affects us and don't know. No, I'm just discovering a lot more stuff. But when an agnostic goes, I don't know what, truthfully, a roundabout nutshell way, not saying this the direct definition.
Right.
An agnostic person is someone who believes in a higher power, but won't name him the one true God.
Okay.
But here's the thing. So they don't know. They don't know. And then they turn around and go, well, your God doesn't exist, to pagans, to Christians. It's like, so you're telling me that you're agnostic, which is, there is a higher power, but you don't know really what it is, but it's definitely not the Christian God or any other pagan gods or any other existing gods, because there is some sort of other, I mean, what God is there left? We have the God of Pastafarianism and you're throwing him under the bus. You've got Cthulhu. You're throwing him under the bus. I mean, you've got Scientology, for fuck's sake.
You're going under the bus. I need to stop you right there. In all fairness, by their definition, Scientology is not a religion, even though it fits all the criteria for it.
Who created it said the best way to make money is to create a religion. Your own religion.
Yeah, exactly. And this man was a genius, though, because like...
marketing.
Yeah, how much money has fucking Scientology made?
Way too much?
Yeah, so it's so much easier to believe that the great overlord Zenoot basically, like, demolished all of these aliens, right? And their specters came to Earth, and they, as I think they're called thetans, their body, yeah, body thetans that attach themselves, and that is the cause of all of our depression and stuff, which is why depression as an emotional response doesn't exist. It's easier to believe that than believe that we have some sort of chemical in our brain that creates depression.
Whoa!
Like, mind fucking blown, man.
Well, shit, I've been going about this all wrong the whole time. I mean, as a psychology major, damn, they need to rewrite those damn books.
Exactly. See, you're not depressed. You just have fucking alien ghosts on you.
Oh. Oh. Ew. But yeah, these arguments on the internet. Now, these are the big ones, you know. The
And these are the ones that there is more proof towards one or the other, but they're still trying to isolate the whole depression thing and everything like that. So realistically, neither one is 100% concrete proven. So the arguments are fucking stupid.
And the problem is nowadays with the internet, because everybody has a forum to post, even reputable people have a
right
forum to release their experimental data. You can look in all directions of the internet and find a different answer that is damn near close to concrete proof for anything. So you're saying, oh yeah, well, you know what? This happened. No, it didn't. And I have this source to back it up. Well, I have this source to back it up that it did happen. It's,
I've got Wikipedia, bitch. You can't mess with that.
Seriously, what is this? Some sort of battle? I use this weapon. I use this weapon. You know, it's, what the hell? Really, just you can find anything on the internet. So people like to do this and just have fun. And half the times, like Wikipedia, they go, I go to Wikipedia. That is crowd edited.
I think Wikipedia, honestly, I like Wikipedia. It is a great starter source to kind of get the ball rolling on finding the right answers. But when you take it to heart, you better just not do that. I mean, that's like, I don't know. I can't think of an example, but it's fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I mean, I always see like,
That's like drinking your Mountain Dew. This is a lemon lime soda. And then you drink a Sprite. This is a lemon lime soda. They taste fucking different. You're wrong. This is a lemon lime.
and see, that's true. That's true. But all of these facts, like Wikipedia, especially after a celebrity dies, there are so much sources that just start coming up about that celebrity on that Wikipedia site. Just all these different things. Like, I mean, if these people could look back at their Wikipedia page after they died, they'd be looking at it going, I don't remember raping a goat. You know, it's like, when did I do humanitarian work in, you know, Zimbabwe? It's like, what the... People just want to put whatever the hell they want on it to push it in one direction or the other. And it's hilarious because I'm looking at this and now it's just got to the point of everybody's like, we're in the age of the internet, so we're in the age of knowledge. I'm like, we're in the age of the internet. We're in the age of bullshit.
That's exactly where it is, too. Like, that's what cracks me up. Like, we're in the information age is what it should be. But all it is we're in the technological stage. We have all information literally at our fingertips. We have these fucking smartphones. I can look up anything on here just as easy as I could a computer. Maybe not just as easy. I mean, you know, it's all touchscreen and it's amazing.
Internet's literally at our fingertips.
But yeah, we have all this information at our fingertips, and yet we don't use it. We're going to look up one source. I'm going to do a search for something. The first thing that pops up, I'm going to read that. Like, I didn't know that. That's 100% fact because I read it online. Okay, read the second one. I guarantee it's going to tell you something completely opposite.
Oh, yeah. And that's, I mean, the thing that I find hilarious is we trust the internet so much when 9 times out of 10, you know, okay, that's an exaggeration. I'm going to say that straight out. But on the page, on your initial page, you look something up on Google. It's like, all right, cool. I'm going to look this up. You get the Wikipedia page almost number one, you know, for information. You'll get like a side page or two. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. You'll get something that has very little to do with it, but it's somehow in the source of it.
Yeah, there's one word in this whole line of shit, even if it's an ad within the page that matches, and so that's why it brings it up.
And then after that, you find porn of it. Anything. You will find porn of it.
You used that word before, and I love it. That needs to be in the dictionary. Porn of it.
Porn of it.
It needs to be just one word.
You know, you could literally type in, How does one kill themselves with a toaster in the bathtub? And you will find porn of it. So
I can't get over it.
Porn of it. And see, this is the thing that I like. Like, the internet has given everybody an unlimited voice, and we have that whole issue of some people use it to go, okay, I want to find more information. I want to become more knowledgeable. I want to do this. And other people sit there and just, the Wi-Fi wise guys, they're just the going around just guy. Trolling through, looking for something, looking for that one comment that will just fuel their internet cap lock rage. And then whether they are welcome to or not, they are going to unleash it on that poor person.
Yeah.
You know, just, it could be something as trivial as, you know what, I don't like the state of our nation, you know, the government's going downhill, you know, the economy's a wreck, the whole world's going to hell, there's an asteroid heading for Earth, you know, and they will find something, that dress was white and gold! Oh! And it's like... The hell just happened?
And the trivial shit is exactly what it is. Like, the reason why I wanted to do this topic was just because of trivial shit that I saw. And the great example is I was just scrolling through Facebook, and every now and again you'll find it's not so much an ad. It's one of the suggested posts or whatever that you find on there, right? And what it was is for Pokemon Go, because that fucking thing is everywhere. And yeah. So everybody's posting random shit about Pokemon Go. And this specific one was, oh yeah, now with this update of Pokemon Go, your Pokemon will start screaming within so many feet or whatever of a sexual predator. And it's like, okay, this is a joke post. It's very obviously a joke post, because unless we're microchipping all the sexual predators, how is it going to know? It's a fucking joke. Enjoy it, laugh at it, move on. But I clicked on it because I was like, okay, I know this is fake, but I want to see some of the comments. Something was telling me just to read this shit. And half the comments on there were seriously people tagging other people like, oh, dude, you have to read the fucking comments. Look at this shit. Because the arguments, I can see it being people being offended because some might believe it, and then they're going to download the app or try to update the app or whatever, and the Pokemon won't scream, and they're going to think, oh, I thought this was going to help protect my children from these people. Which is the way it probably should have gone. But the reason people were pissed off is because in the short little video that someone made, the app looked different. The Pokemon, the little Pokeball that you catch them with, these looked different. And so they're like, this is a fake fucking post. Pokemon Go doesn't look like that. And that was the basis of the fight, that Pokemon Go didn't look like that. It wasn't the fact that this was a fake update and everything. It's just because it looked different. And just let the fucking assholes just go at it from there. Like, I just scrolled through, and there were seriously hundreds and hundreds of comments. Or replies to comments, anyways. I read a couple of them. And, yeah, it was an absolute masterpiece of crap. I was just fucking dying laughing when I was watching this shit. Just watching them argue over it. I was like, come on. Can you find nothing better to do with your time than argue over whether or not this looks like the Pokemon Go app?
Oh, yeah. And people will find those sorts of things to just argue about. And it's completely off the topic. Like you said, it's the whole, oh, it can't be that because it doesn't look this way. You know, it's the whole thought of that it gave, that it may have given that sort of protection, I guess. But it starts a flame war.
A flame war.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, it starts this war between these people over the little minuscule parts of it that have really nothing to do with it.
Right.
And watching a thread, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, whether it's comments and stuff like that, on anything, YouTube videos, you know, watching a thread devolve is actually one of the funniest things I think I've ever seen. I may be somewhat of a troll. I don't really add to them. I just like going through. I'm like a troll stalker. I like to follow the trolls and find where they make stuff devolve and then just go through it. Cause I'm like, all right, this is going to turn real hilarious real quick.
I'm with you on that one. It's I'm really not one to troll comments or posts or anything like that. Just because I enjoy seeing it when it does happen, because I think it's funny to me. But for me to actually start that shit is a waste of my time. With that being said, when it's already happening and they're already arguing about their most ridiculous shit, if I start seeing that argument wind down, I'm going to give them something else to fight about.
Yeah, and see, I just think it's so hilarious that we do fight over the trivial shit. Okay, so there are some things out there, and I don't usually like to give credence to this because I always have these thoughts of, you know, I don't know if it's exactly the way the world's telling us something happened. I wouldn't really call myself a conspiracy theorist, but I do have a lot of, I give a lot of credit to people who do dig deep into these.
You're more of a what if type person instead I'm more of hypothetical. This is how it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there are the arguments that happen like moon landing was never real. You know, conspiracy theorists, moon landing was never real. This never happened. The government's lying to you. And it's got to the point that those spark less of a debate than whether Han or Greedo shot first or something of that.
I can't believe how big of a debate that is. It's like, I'm number one. Overall, unless it's for comedy purposes that you're bringing this up, who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
And number two, if you really want to know that bad, put in the fucking movie slow motion, man.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing
figure is... Figure it out for yourself.
People are like, well, we got to know. Okay, here's the thing. If Han didn't shoot first, he was protecting himself. If Han did shoot first, it's because he's a badass. Okay, whatever. Leave it at that. That's right. Cool. But that's one that's going to go on forever and ever. Like we said, decades. Mm-hmm. Just some of the arguments that happen and just watching the threads devolve. And I mean, you could literally watch, because I guess there's no such thing as the word de-evolution, because evolution is just moving from a point. So the backwards evolution in a way of our human species.
Oh, you're getting all scientific on me now. Did you find your answer from Wikipedia?
No. No, that one was from a reputable site. I'll source it later when I find it on Wikipedia. No, but yeah, I don't source from Wikipedia. I source from sources that are on Wikipedia.
There you go.
But the whole thing of you could watch the moving away from intelligence in these arguments. It's like it goes from no, this is wrong because of this law to no, this is wrong to no, I invoke my right to freedom of speech. So it's still fairly intellectual. Then it moves a little bit further of to the whole, do you really have freedom of speech? That only goes with people who have a higher IQ than 100. Okay, now we're starting to attack there. Well, your mom thought my IQ was high enough. Okay, we're getting there. And then we start getting to the point where it's just grunts, gurs, and calling people faggots. And it's like,
yeah,
we literally have gone from educated, knowledgeable Homo sapien to literal Neanderthal in a comment thread.
That's so true, too. Like, I never thought of it that way before, but you're right. That's pretty much how it works.
And it's so hilarious, like, especially with the upcoming presidential election, like, people like Hillary Clinton, people are like Donald Trump, some people are still going, Bernie Sanders, he dropped out, people, believe me, I'm sorry, it would have been great to see something like that, but he dropped out, let it go. But you have these two people, and...
My favorite is the third person within the equation. It's not just two people, there's three. The third one, it's the one that's going to vote for this person, because... this person is worse. And they're like, oh, I'm only voting for them because I absolutely hate this person. And then they're going to just tear that person apart. The one that they're not voting for, they're going to tear them apart. And it's like, okay, I don't know why you're attacking them so hard, because you stated very clearly you're only voting for this person because you hate this person more. You never said you like this person, so why aren't you tearing them both apart?
Well, here's the thing that I have a theory on this. If you look at every president, when they first go into office, mm-hmm. they look, for their age, 9 times out of 10, fairly young and spry.
Okay.
They look fairly good. By the end of the presidency, they look worn down, grayed hair. I mean, look at Barack Obama. When he first started, he was young, spry looking, everything. Now he's very much just physically looking run down.
Yeah.
And people say, well, that's the stress of the office, which... I think that could be it, but I think the true answer is when they're campaigning and doing the fighting against the other nominee and all this good jive, they don't have time to look on the internet. They do all this. Then when they get elected, they look back through the internet and see what everybody said about them, and they start downspinning in this spiraling depression of, When was I from Kenya? You know, this, Mom, are you sure I wasn't born in the United States? You know, it's like, this is just my own cockamamie theory, but it's like, with how social media
and everything. It holds some ground, though.
Yeah.
It really does.
With how social media and everything gets, I mean, I never knew I was a noob. How did this happen? You know, it's insanity. And I just love it because there's two things that the internet is good at. Arguing with each other or banding together against one common enemy. And God help that common enemy.
No kidding.
So, speaking of banding together towards a common enemy, there is one group that is a lower group that you don't want to mess with. And that is the low level, you don't mess with Redditors. Redditors will get you in all sorts of trouble. You know, they'll have their fun. Mm-hmm. But one group I want to bring up that really you do not screw with, the top tier, is a group called Anonymous. They're not just going to, you know, screw with your Facebook or something. They're going to tear down your economic structure.
Right.
You know, and I find it funny that there are groups, watchdog groups. That's what I call this. Watchdog groups. Uh-huh. Like Anonymous. You know what? You're fucking with people's rights. You're doing this, stuff like that. Well, how does it feel to have your economic structure kind of collapse upon itself a little bit? They have the power to do this because, I mean, some say that they're groups of hackers. Some say that they're influential people who have taken up a mask online. You know, they say all these things.
Right. But
whatever it is, that's what they do. So my next idea with the whole arguing is I love the watchdogs, the people who creep in. And I'm not saying I love them for what they're willing to do, but I love them for what they think that they're doing in an argument.
For just simply fueling the fire.
Yeah. They walk in and they're like, no, I am actually a professor of this, this, and this, and this is how it actually went. You have now given an authority figure. You have painted a target on your back of, I know this because I was taught this. Well, there was new information found. Where? When? And instead of just leaving it at that, they go, well, I respect your opinion. And I'm like, you're walking into a gunfight with a pencil. Literally, not even a knife. You're walking in with a pencil.
I can agree with that.
And you just see them get torn to shreds. And I feel sorry for it, but you watch this happen. And then you're like, okay, this watchdog learned his lesson. He's not going to do it again. Well, the problem with that is we're turning these watchdogs into people who, A, are not going to post anymore, or B, who are just going to turn into the trolls of, It's hilarious because people think that they can jump in and quell the argument. You know, I'm Superman, Internet Superman, here to stop all arguments. It blows my mind. It really does. Thinking that people can stop the internet from fighting. Stop the internet from fighting.
It's not going to happen.
No, never. It's never going to happen. The internet's there for people to talk shit and have no one know where they're at so they don't get their ass beat.
Yep. That's exactly what it is.
Half of them are sitting in their mother's basement with a bag of Cheetos, some Mountain Dew, and sitting there going, yeah, come on, bring it. I'll whoop your ass. When really they can't even get up off their couch or out of their computer chair or whatever. And it's hilarious. Now, I cannot say that I am not, that when I was younger, I did not do any of these things. I mean, I used to troll chat boards and just find people who were right at that brink of about to be in a fight and just liked being that one guy who had a match. I mean, I was the asshole who stood in front of the gas-soaked, powder-filled keg and just went, so, you don't like him, he doesn't like you, and you have opposing opinions? Well, proceed and throw that match right on the powder keg and just watch it explode. Just troll in, make that one comment, and just sit back and watch as the piranhas just destroy each other. Just, they go cannibalistic on each other.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's an asshole thing to do. But when I was young, you know, you had to have some fun somewhere.
Right, absolutely.
Now chat rooms don't really exist anymore. They've been replaced by forums.
Yeah.
So people can't talk over each other. You can find which part of the conversation you want to be part of. chat rooms are kind of more of a older, outdated form of communication. And I just love it, especially, I mean, even an argument on the internet about survival, you know. I love how certain threads go, how can you survive? How can you do this? You know, people who actually want to know, you know, what is your idea for survival? You know, if this happens mm-hmm. or something like that. And it's a general, hey, I want to know these answers. And the first 2-3 topics are going to be legitimate. Hey, this is what I did. And maybe some friendly retort back and forth, banter. And then all of a sudden, no, that's all wrong because the government's actually going to do this to us. All right, put on your tinfoil hats.
That happens so much.
Calm down. Too. You know, it's so funny to watch. And
the thing about these arguments and everything, though, is, I mean, originally when I first thought of a topic kind of like this, it wasn't exactly this one. It was more bent around, you know, internet trolls and such.
Yeah.
And then when we started talking about doing this topic, I was thinking, like, you know, this is kind of going back to the trolls, but the more I think about it, you see a lot of this just ignorant, no-knowledge shit that's being strewn about the internet because of these people, and honestly, I can't tell anymore who is just a troll and who is just a fucking idiot. You can't differentiate anymore at all.
Now, another thing that I wanted to bring up, and I'm sure we brought it up before, so, you know, anybody out there listening in the world, yes, we may have brought this up before, but I need to expand while we're on this topic, is other than the arguing, the people who argue all the time on the internet, the thing that kind of bugs me the most are people who underutilize the internet constantly, habitually. Like, instead of looking for knowledge or something like that, they're like, oh, I have an Instagram. Oh, I have a Twitter. Oh, I have fuck me in the ass, Phil. I don't know what you have. An app that tells you what time it is to eat, to shit, you know. But it's like these people who go on Twitter, you know, this is my breakfast. In the car now. You know, seriously.
You're talking about those that have to broadcast every little thing that happens in their life.
Yeah. And it's like, if you're going to do it, make it realistic. Be like, morning constitution, it was a good one. You know,
I've thought about doing that just because of people like that to post everything. I was like, you know, I want to see what it's like to go an entire day and post every single little trivial part of my day. Everything that I'm doing, I'm just going to be posting constantly.
Yeah, and the whole thing of what I love is back in the day when it came to food, you ate it.
Mm-hmm.
It'd come out of the oven, it'd be dished up, or whatever utility it was cooked with. Be dished up and you'd eat it. Now it's okay. And then went to, okay, well, we're going to take a picture of it. Doesn't this look tasty? And then I have this feeling that we just lost the ability to cook because then Instagram came around and it was a way to make your food actually look appetizing. You know, oh, well, that doesn't look very appetizing, but if I put this filter on it, you know, so I'm going to Instagram my food. Whenever I see someone Instagram food, all I think of is you're a shitty cook. You can't even make it look right. You know, you're just going to, oh, crap, I got to put this filter over the top of it. I wouldn't be surprised if Instagram had a, here's a filter that makes your food look good, you know, type of filter, because it's just all the time, oh, this is what I cooked. And it actually makes me miss selfies. You know, at least selfies people thought about themselves, which is less trivial than people thinking about their food.
Yeah, I don't know if I miss selfies. I still see a lot of them.
I don't miss Duckface.
Yeah, there's so many different types of fucking selfies and shit like that they put out there anymore that I can't keep track of. Like, what is the new current trend in selfies? There's so many that have gone by.
Well, from what I've learned, that there, and I could be wrong, there are two types of pictures, selfies, when it comes around. You have the bottom angle up, and usually guys do this because it shows more of the muscles, stuff like that. The up front, forward, you know, looking up at you. I think it's also an ego boost for the guys. The guy kind of looking down at the camera. And then you have the female version, which is up in the air, up in the air, pointed down at you, you know, giving some sort of, I don't know, submissive look or something, and showing your cleavage. That those are the two most used selfies. Now, there's also the whole, I don't know how my hands work, so I'm going to use a mirror to take this picture instead of you know.
I actually saw some of those today, and it was cracking me up because originally when we did this stuff, we had maybe it might have been when smartphones were out, but I think it was mostly before they came out. And sorry, my ass itches. And just right around there. Okay, I got that. So it's they would take the picture in the mirror because there was no front camera.
Yeah.
Either that or the front camera was absolute shit. But I've seen some new ones, and I saw them today. They have this nice new phone, maybe even within the past like 3 years is when this phone came out, which they're still really nice. The quality of the front cameras are really nice. But they took a picture in the mirror, and it's like, why not use the fucking front-facing camera? And you have all these different phone cases that most of these people that are doing this have on their phone. They have the fucking kickstand on them. So if you're doing this because you want more distance, stand up your phone, put on the fucking timer. Problem solved, man. And it leans back. It gives you that upward angle that you're looking for.
And here's the other thing. And this is what I call, like, the Darwin. The Darwins of it. You know, the people who fail at selfies.
It's ironic that word has a win in it.
Yeah, Darwin. Dar somewhere must be no. No win. But what it comes down to is those people who do the stupid selfies. And I'm not talking about just like, oh, here's a selfie of me. Cool, you want to take a picture of yourself? You think it boosts your self-esteem, everything like that? You want everybody in the world to see it? Cool, that's on you. Mm-hmm. But the stupid ones were, Bay caught me sleeping.
Oh, and they don't pay attention to the background so you can actually see them holding the phone up themselves and shit?
Yeah, oh, and even if not with that, who gives a fuck? You know, if you have to post it saying, Bae caught me sleeping, that means it was on your phone. So she must have took your phone, or he must have took your phone to take a picture of you, and then you're going to post it, or you got it sent to you, and then you're going to post it. So now you're just searching for some sort of, you know, some sort of happy thoughts from other people. Oh, so cute, stuff like that. You know, if a true one of those, the only way that I could see that being a true one is caught Bay sleeping. You know, the whole thing of, I caught this person sleeping. And by the way, I hate that fucking word.
I was just going to say the same thing. If there's any trolls out there that are like me, if I was a fucking troll and I see that shit, I'm going to start tearing them down just for using the word Bay.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. Like, you're taking out one letter, basically. Isn't that what bae is? It's like babe or baby. It's your significant other, the person you care about. That's what bae is, right?
Yeah.
That's fucking dumb.
Yeah, and what I love are all these, like, gotta do everything throughout the day, you know, take pictures of things. And all that it reminds me of is, A, do you work? Do you have a job? Do you? Because I'm seeing you just post all day. And if so, does your boss know that you're sitting there just posting pictures all day while you're at work, while you're doing this? I mean, it would be a bad idea to get caught doing half these things. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm still waiting for the day some sort of nitwit decides to get some sort of government clearance, like secret clearance job, and then start taking selfies in there. Oh, classified information, click. You know, I mean, it's going to happen sooner or later. It's going to happen. And it's just sheer stupidity. Why do we feel that we need to share every moment of our life with everybody else on the planet? Because a lot of people don't have their Facebook accounts, Twitter accounts set to only friends or subscribers seeing it. They have it set for the whole damn public to see it. All they have to do is search up that. And, like, it's getting to the point where it's so prevalent that it used to be like, hashtag this, and it was something that was a real thing, like hashtag ice bucket challenge.
They hashtag everything now.
Yeah, hashtag it's, hashtag my, hashtag selfie, it's my selfie. What the? So if anybody types in it's, this is going to come up.
Well, the thing is, like, with hashtags, I have used them before. We've used them before.
Oh, yes.
But that's for, like, we're
promoting services, stuff like that.
Yeah, so somebody else, we promote them to use the same hashtag so it's easier for us to find it. Look at these comments. Look at what anybody else wants to contribute to it. But all these other people, they use hashtags for absolutely no purpose at all, for this one picture that nobody else is going to be doing it because they want the comments right there on it. They don't want to have to search for it. So the hashtag is fucking useless.
See, I just wish they were more honest And this is going to cross some lines, but you know what? I wish they were more honest.
So like, we're going to be finding some fucking trolls and arguments over this post?
Maybe. But the whole thing is that what if they just actually hashtagged it the real way? What they really want. Like, girl or guy. Girl or guy.
Okay.
Take a picture. Hashtag attention whore. You know, pretty much guy, muscle bound, everything like that. Hashtag overcompensating. You know, just seriously, you know, if you're going to go with the whole thing of you want the whole world to see it, you know what? Hashtag narcissist. You know, it's horrible. And the funny thing is I can almost guarantee I will see some of those hashtags come up. Now that I've put that out into the universe, it will happen. And I will laugh and laugh and then die a little inside that it actually happened, if it hasn't already happened. I mean, all of these things, these like, I mean, taking pictures of the food, taking pictures of yourself, quoting everything. I mean, we're only half step away from actually taking pictures of our own shit and going, does this look weird to anybody? You know?
New trend.
Yeah. I mean, and another one that we brought up before, nutscaping, stuff like that. It's like, you know, the weird stuff that we utilize social media for the internet for.
Have you actually looked up nutscaping, like the whole purpose behind it and everything like that?
I didn't know if I wanted to know the whole purpose behind it.
I thought it was a fucking weird concept. I was like, I need to know. So I went to the nutscaping.com or .org or whatever.
.gov.
Excuse me. Yeah, nutscaping.gov. That'd be great. Government-run nutscaping. But the whole purpose about it is like, it's like becoming one with nature type thing, getting back to your roots. Like, that's a big basis of what the nutscaping thing is. And I guess I could sort of see that because, you know, you're letting your junk hang out all natural. So in that aspect, I could see it. But who invented this? That's what I want to know. How did this come up? Like, these two guys are hiking, right? They're like, hey, let's go on a hike. They get to the top of the mountain. Yes, I feel victorious. We made it to the top of the mountain. Hey, I have an idea. You want to hold my phone for a minute?
Well, no, and I love it.
I want you to saddle up right next to my fucking butt crack and take a picture. Make sure my balls are in the picture because you're not going to want to do this twice.
Well, here's the thing that just gets me. You just said that. The whole getting back to nature, victorious, going back to our days of when man was naked and, you know, proud to be out in the wilderness. You know, you're going back to nature. You're going back primal, even.
Right.
There were no cameras back then. So truthfully, you're not going back to any sort of primal. You're just being voyeuristic. Basically. Here's my nutsack. You know, just
basically,
like...
Basically, I mean, I understand, you know, it could be a liberated thing.
The sun never sets on the British Empire, and it never sets on my balls either. You know, it's like...
Yeah, because, you know, you're exposed. You're out there. It's a sense of freedom. I get that. I can accept that. But just, it's weird, like... If you Google nutscaping, go to the images. Some of those pictures are just, you know, beautiful sceneries with the balls hanging there. But some of them, like, you know, there's other people in the shot. Some of the dog is sitting there looking at it. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, man? Put those away. Like, some of these pictures are absolutely hilarious. And I don't think they're intended to be funny, but they really are. They're absolutely fucking hilarious.
But I have to say, I have to give ingenuitive, you know, respect. And, you know, maybe even contortionistic respect to a person that does nutscaping by himself. You know, I mean, somehow gets his hand back there, you know, grabs up, pulls up the nuts, you know, and you know he's going to take the picture like 30 different times to get it right. So he's just out there waving in the wind.
He may not even have to, you know, he's just standing up there and he takes his camera and you put it the front facing and then you're bending down like this. So you're staring at your own junk from the front and the back now, checking out all sides of it, like, oh, nope, we got butthole in that one. Let's go down a little bit. And you got to center it, and you got to take some time with this stuff, too.
And they say it's artistic, so I mean, normally with the artistic... It's, you got the artistic snob, so no, that pubic hair is just not right. Got to do it again. You know, it's like, well, I've got to comb my pubic hair before we do this. You know, and that's the
whole thing. That's what I'm waiting for. Like, let's put some real art into this. Like, take some mustache wax, put some little curls on it, maybe braid it, do something.
Well, we've already done a podcast short on this nutscaping, so not to actually, like, drag it back out any further. The whole thing is that what I really think is hilarious about all this is, why don't we put it the fuck together? Let's take Instagram. Let's do some nutscaping. You know, let's hashtag it, you know, sun never sets on my balls, you know, whatever. And then let's start an argument on whether his nuts are placed in the right precise area of this picture, and just watch it all happen. I mean, then you've got the weird fucking trends, the arguing on the internet, you know, you've got the trolling, you've got the watchdogs. No, his nuts look beautiful in this. You know, it's like you've got everything. I mean, I just want to see that just once. And then I could easily go, yep, the internet has died. It is dead. Rest in peace, internet. You know, we have finally found a way to completely destroy everything you tried to build to give us knowledge. And that's why I'm scared for any sort of alien species to get here, because,
or to pick up on our transmissions of balls.
Yes, but even if they look past that and they come to us, you know what? They're going to be like, look at this. We have a technology that allows you to use this invisible hand to lift this thing, kind of like telekinesis and such like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee that we'd use it to jack off. I mean, we wouldn't even use it for any other purpose, because that is what we do to technology in our world.
That's 100% true.
And the internet does that to us, because some asshole on the internet is going to be like, dude, I might sound like a creeper, but seriously, I found an awesome use for this. You know, information on how to reverse gravity, and we'll use it for something inanely stupid instead of, like, you know, learning how to bring something up from a depth that we've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
It's hilarious. And then there'll be the people that are like, well, the simple pleasures, you got to remember those, you know, no, there is no small endeavor. And I'm like, yeah, there is a small endeavor. There really is. You know, think big, think intellectual. I'm sorry if I'm speaking too fast or too big of words. You know, let's use this for something else. But the internet is where our intellectual thought goes to die.
It is.
But cute cat videos, you know, and you will even find arguments on cute cat videos. Oh, look at this beautiful little tabby cat doing something really stupid and playing. That's not a tabby cat. I have a tabby cat and it doesn't look that way. The patches are in the wrong spot. You know,
you find way too many of those too.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we were talking about with arguments over the most trivial, stupid shit. It's like, who cares? Okay, so maybe you're 100% correct. That's not a tabby cat. That affects our lives. None. Like 0%.
And, okay, so all of these things, we've ran this along a lot. We've talked about the internet. We've talked about the people who post everything. We've literally shown how, with our examples, how people are destroying themselves on the internet.
A glimpse into the darkest corner of the internet, which sadly is in the mainstream.
Exactly. And I think that's what we have collectively tried to do here today, is to let people know, you know, hey, yeah, have your fun, do your thing, whatever you want to do, cool. Not everybody's going to like it, you know, do whatever makes you feel right. But remember that a lot of times you look like an ignorant asshole. So, you know, at least fact check, do a little background, you know, just
speaking of which, check the background.
Yeah,
in your pictures. That's another great one. Check the fucking background in your pictures or videos. And the bay caught me sleeping. Exactly what I'm thinking about. Yeah. If you're taking a picture in the bathroom and you're like, oh, I'm so pretty today, make sure there's not a fucking mirror on the other side that lets us all know that you're just on the toilet cranking one out.
Yeah. Or the one where the girl posted the selfie in her bathroom taking a picture and there was a deuce in the toilet.
Oh, I love that one. Yeah.
It's like, that's come classic. On, people.
Look what I
seriously,
made.
Seriously. Are you the same type of people that decide that pissing into the wind or pissing on an electric fence is a good idea? You know, I mean, seriously. Now, I'm not trying to say anything too bad. We've all done stupid shit. But a lot of us at least check it and we've
at least learned from it.
Yeah, learned from it, or we took it and went, oh, I'm not going to post that. Look at that in the background. Let's try that again.
Crop the picture at least. I mean,
no, they can't do that. They don't have the time. They don't, because they've got to constantly keep that phone around them to take that shot of the next thing.
Yeah.
You know, in life.
I'll give you that.
You know, it's no time to learn it unless someone actually took a picture of the tutorials step by step and then someone went through on Instagram and liked every single one of them and read them while they did it while taking pictures of themselves reading them while you know, that's the only way, but that's just some sort of like inception going deeper and deeper and deeper into this like
I want to start paradox. Something. I want to start something today. We need to find a picture of a selfie and we need to take a selfie of ourselves in front of that selfie and just keep it going. I want to see how far this goes. Just make sure the selfie is in the background as you're taking the selfie. I want to see how far this goes. How many selfies of selfies of selfies of selfies can we get?
The selfie train is coming through. You know, seriously, there's no brakes on the selfie train. You know, that's a great idea. I would love that. Just this whole paradox, you know, Twilight Zone image of picture within picture within picture within picture. And it would be great. Selfies, you know. Yeah.
And all that needs to be captioned on it is a number. Like, if we did it, we start this thing. We take a selfie of ourselves in front of the selfie. That's one. And then the next one is two. Just so, because if they're going to get so small, you can't see all that stuff. I want to know how far this can actually go.
Yeah, like literally pretty much the selfie in the background and one hand a number and the other hand their phone, you know, taking pictures of themselves.
You don't even have to have the number in your hand because when you post it, you always put a comment or not a comment, but a caption of what the picture is or whatever like that. You're going to simply put the number as the caption.
That would work. I would love to see that. I would. Just, it would be like the conga line of selfies.
Exactly. It really would. But we need to figure out some sort of a hashtag to put with this so you can actually search it and find out. Otherwise, you're going to have to randomly stumble across it and hope that that's the number it ended up on. Or we're just never going to know. And that would be an appropriate use of a hashtag.
Yeah. Selfie abyss.
Selfie abyss.
Just keeps going. But I think we might actually break the internet by doing that with the whole thing of, okay, we're going to be overlapping and there's going to be someone who's going to do something to it and change it. And then it's going to move along. I'm not saying that it will happen because we're not here to be trendsetters, but if it did happen, it would become a huge trend. And then you know what's going to happen? We're going to find a reason to bitch about the one thing that we created on the internet.
Done. So, we have our selfie. All right, pull out your phone, CT. Actually, I'm going to redo that one just because it's like...
Not enough duck lips in it?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's like sitting like way above my head. Like I can see this and like down to my chin because... And that's why you check your pictures first. Perfect example. All right, now take a selfie with my selfie. There we go. Okay, so we'll post both of these on both our Twitter at WisdomTFailure and Facebook.com/WisdomThroughFailure sites. And just so we can get the ball rolling, make sure you pull the second one that's taken, which we will caption as one, because there's one selfie in that picture. And feel free to pull up that picture, take a selfie of yourself in front of our selfies, and let's get this fucking train rolling.
Seriously, it sounds like something that is mundane and trivial, but hell, that's what we want, mundane and trivial, so that we could roast ourselves when it comes down to it.
Exactly, don't take the selfie of the selfie if you don't have thick skin, because there are some assholes out there that are going to fucking tear this shit apart, and I welcome that. I have absolutely no problem. You can tell me that these pictures are the biggest piece of shit and this is the worst idea you've ever fucking heard. Cool, man. I want your opinion. I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
WisdomThroughFailure@gmail.com. Send us your fucking hate.
Yeah, believe me. If you're lucky, we might return you.
Return you? Are we taking it back to the store? What does that mean?
Return mail to you. Send back. Reply.
Reply. There, stick with that one.
Reply to you. See, I like the whole idea of returning them.
Yeah, most of these people, yeah, I'm with you.
You know, you're not done. We need to put you back in the oven. You're not done cooking. But anyway, you know, all these trends, trades, everything. We can go on for hours and hours, and there are still a few more that I would like to touch up on at some point, but I think we've kind of worn this down, and we'll give it a little bit of break, and then we'll bring it back, because there are a few that I would love to bring up, so giving you a hint of future podcasts might not be our next one or the one after, but it'll be coming up, is a subreddit. They have a subreddit called Roast Me. You know, seriously, think about that. Look it up. See what it's all about. These people want to be roasted. You want to be made fun of by their selfie. I have to bring that up because of the selfies that we're doing. So yeah, on a future show, we're going to be talking more about the Roast Me's and other aspects of the internet, like internet dating. That just has a whole lot to do with it. We've talked about that before, about it being a topic, but watch for those. We know that there's a lot of stuff that we could be talking about the internet, but we're going to break them down with a few shows in between, you know, kind of give you a break from our ranting about the internet. But these are some thoughts to come. Also, top 10 in no particular order.
And another topic that we will have in one of our upcoming episodes is bar stories. I'm really looking forward to the bar stories as well, because we've all done some crazy shit or seen some shit when we're out at the bar. And so if you guys have any amazing bar stories that you need to share with us, absolutely do it. Leave us a comment, send us a message, send us an email, a video, whatever. Even if you just want to post it anywhere on Facebook or Twitter, just do it. Just hashtag WTF podcast bar stories and we will find it.
And one last topic that we will be bringing up in a very current event, a very soon come event. We're going to have some guests on the show. They're a local group from around here. They're starting their own business. It's called Bored to Death Games. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be coming in, promoting themselves, talking about their games. You know, who doesn't like a good card game, story game? You know, who doesn't like these things? These are a couple friends of ours that have decided that they're going to start something new. They've actually got a good jump off here. So you know what? They're really looking to have fun, to get more info about them before they come on. BoredToDeathGames.com. Look it up. They're going to be coming on the show. They're going to be having fun. You know, we're going to be promoting them and just seeing where it could all go, because we all got to help each other out around here. So
absolutely. And I don't know if they're on Twitter or not, but they have a Facebook page as well.
Yeah.
It's facebook.com. Is it / bored to death or bored to death games?
Bored to death. The bored, B-O-A-R-D, number 2, death. And they're on there. You definitely tell them by their little skull logo that they have. They're a great group of guys, great group of people. And they're just trying to get some support. They have some awesome games coming out. You can find their website on their Facebook page, boredtodeathgames.com. You know, and definitely you can find their Kickstarter stuff. Take a look at them. We're going to be bringing them on. We're going to be having some fun. We've all been around each other for a while, so it should be fun playing the games, you know, bouncing ideas off each other.
Maybe so tune in for that. Maybe that's what we could do for the podcast also, because we're going to have them on as a guest, and maybe we will demo in a short video their game that they're kickstarting as well.
Exactly. And so tune in for those things. You know, we're definitely going to be having a lot coming up. As you could tell, we have a lot on our plate. We have ideas just coming out the ass right now. So we are going to be posting and posting and posting. We want this to get up and going, and we want to deliver wisdom through failure to you. We're going to keep posting. We're going to have some fun. We got a lot of ideas, and we are just going to keep sending them to you guys. We're going to be delivering to you more podcasts, more videos, everything that we can just to, you know, bring this all together, bring us all together with this. And now we are on iTunes.
And yes, we are up on iTunes. We only have 3 episodes up right now, but you can find all of our other episodes that we've had previously on YouTube, as well as searching through Twitter and Facebook to find this. And we are looking to expand so we don't have these space limitations, so we can bring you more wisdom through our failures.
And remember, once you put something on the internet, whether it is something thought-provoking, whether it's something asinine, whether it's something fully clothed or nude, you will always be able to find it with enough digging, and we will dig for you. Good night, kids.